Speaking to Parliament, Mr. Brown unveiled a list of measures that he said were vital to meet Britain's security needs in a world of changing threats.
Once, when there was instability in faraway regions or countries, we had a choice to become involved or not. Today, no country is in the old sense far away when the consequences of regional stability and terrorism, and then also other risks like climate change, poverty, mass population movements and even organised crime, reverberate quickly around the globe.
Mr. Brown said international terrorism remains the main threat to Britain, noting the security services are aware of 30 specific plots and are monitoring 200 different networks and 2,000 individuals. The Prime Minister said strong, modern, and flexible military and intelligence services remain a cornerstone of the security strategy. He also outlined plans to help fragile and potentially failing states in world trouble spots.
Again, a lesson learnt from recent conflicts ranging from Rwanda and Bosnia to Iraq, Afghanistan and Somalia. It is to create a standby international civilian capability so that for fragile and failing states we can act quickly and comprehensively by combining humanitarian peacekeeping, stabilisation and the reconstruction support that these countries need.
Mr. Brown announced the creation of a 1,000-member civilian rapid reaction force of police, emergency services, and humanitarian personnel to deploy quickly to assist failing states and to help rebuild countries emerging from conflict. He urged other countries to join that effort. The strategy calls for stronger efforts on nuclear non-proliferation, and Mr. Brown said he's planning an international conference to help non-nuclear states meet their energy needs. The opposition Conservative Party welcomed the announcement of the security strategy, but said it was too long in coming and short on specific details of action. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.